At the Cross was recorded live February 2nd and is now available on iTunes, voicevision.com, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon Music, pretty much everywhere that you can stream your music, At the Cross is now available. Why don't you go check that out? Welcome back to the Indiana Bible College podcast, where we are training tomorrow's leaders today. Today we have Brother Cade Abbott preaching student chapel. His message is entitled, This Isn't Children's Church.
Awesome, awesome. Jesus really is the best thing that has ever happened to me. An old songwriter took a secular song and actually wrote it, James Cleveland. Anybody know James Cleveland? He said, Jesus is the best thing that has ever happened to me. How many feel that way this morning? Awesome, awesome. Just want to give thanks to the leadership here, the student body, Georgian, Charlie, Becca, love all of y'all, Brother Rodenbush, and truly thank you to Brother and Sister Galleon. I wouldn't be the man I am today if it wasn't for them, especially that first year in Chosen. I would not be the man. And I'll try not to say Holy Ghost more than 25 times today. If you don't know that story, you need to ask him. But anyways, y'all know it. Okay. Is it okay if I speak from my heart today? And I'm saying it to me more than anybody in this place this morning, because God has really been dealing with me about this stuff. And actually, Sam gave me confirmation. And I really hope you took away something from Sam's message, because I feel like this message goes right with hers. And I feel like God has something to tell us this morning. So first scripture, let's go to 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. When you have it, say amen. And I'm not going to read scripture from my Bible because my hands are probably shaking so much that I wouldn't be able to find it. So it's all on the computer. Let's go. All right, 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. When I was a child, this is Paul saying, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, say when I became a man, I put away childish things. I wonder if we could just pray and ask God's guidance and that he would speak to our hearts right now. Lord, I pray that you would touch each heart in this place, God. Touch our minds, Jesus. Open our hearts for your word, Lord. Change us today for your glory, your kingdom, Jesus. We need you. We need you in a mighty way, in a mighty way. And everybody say amen. So, I wonder if we could, like, turn down these lights a little bit. Don't show the picture yet. Like, turn down, like, the bright lights. I have a picture to show y'all. So, how many was in children's choir? Come on now. Children's choir. You know, you get up there. This isn't children's church. That was my message title. But how many were in children's choir? How many began singing, like, at a young age? Like, I started singing probably six. Children's choir. You know, your mom's up there with her camera, and you're like scared half to death singing a song. You can go ahead and show the picture. Lord have mercy. So I remember the first solo I ever had. It was Here I Am to Worship. How many remember that song? I had verse 2, and y'all can be seated. I'm sorry. That's me right there. I have an animal on my head, as you can see. But I can remember this. I sang Here I Am to Worship, verse 2. And when they held up that verse 2, I was ready. I was, you know, mom had the camera and everything. And, you know, I had like that little pot belly and that animal on my head. And I stood there. I was like, King of all days, oh, so highly exalted. It sounded just like that, too. But how to remember children's choir? Like, it was the best thing ever, right? Here I am to worship. You see, I was a child. I was a child then. And I think this was a youth service or a children's revival. And I was a child, you see. And I didn't realize how important prayer was. I didn't realize how important fasting was. And see, when I was a child, I didn't think reading the Bible was on the top of my to-do list every day. See, I was a child, and I did childish things. I never fasted for children's revival. Maybe you were more spiritual than I was when I was a child. I don't know. But I never fasted, and I never prayed, and I never prayed for those services, you know. And when I went to children's revival and went to sing and to pray, I didn't see lost souls there. I was a child, and I did childish things. So here, I think I did this right. Here, child and childish things in the Greek meaning, metaphorically, untaught or unskilled. One definition says it's figuratively, it means a simple-minded person or an immature Christian. You see, coming to church, you know, it was just something your family did, you know. I dressed up in my suit and my tie. I got my Bible when I was a kid. I'm joking, I didn't do that. I got a Game Boy, and I got Digimon toys. And I put on those American Eagle khakis and a button-up. And I stayed under the pew all service long playing my Game Boy. Anybody Game Boys when you were a kid? How about Pokemon? Come on now. Pokemon, that's what I played. And Digimon, I don't know if y'all ever know. Y'all know about Digimon? Y'all know about Digimon? I had those little figurine toys. I didn't know how to play Digimon. I just thought they looked cool. But you see, I was a child. And you see, that those Digimon toys and that Game Boy, it meant a lot to me. I crawled under the pew and played the whole service. How many can relate? How many did that when they were a kid? We were children, and we're doing childish things, right? But I've come to tell this student body and also me that we're not children anymore. And this isn't children's church anymore. You see, the time for crawling under the pews and being distracted with Game Boys and Digimon toys, those days are over. Because there's a world out there and they need to hear this gospel. And if we're distracted by Game Boys and Digimon toys, I don't know how we're going to reach them. Amen. This is not children's church anymore, and it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. So first, we need to see what are childish things. What are childish things to me? I meant to set up a timer. Whoops, sorry. I've never done this before, if y'all have never seen. First, what are childish things? Or better yet, what are distractions for us? What things are important to immature Christians? And here are just a few that God really placed on my heart and made me think on and made me work on in my life. And I'm saying this to myself more than anybody here today. Loving this world. You see, that's childish. John 2:15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." You see, loving this world is childish. Being lukewarm, it's childish. Revelation 3:16 says, "So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." Being lukewarm. And I might step on some toes, but I really feel I really feel this on my heart, and I hope you don't take it out of context or be offended. But seeking reputation, it's childish. It's childish. Philippians 2:5-9, and if you know me, this is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. And he says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." You see, it's when we get ourselves out of the way and we get who we think we are out of the way. Seeking no reputation is childish. Seeking reputation is childish. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. It's childish. Seeking to please men, that's childish. Galatians 1:10 says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant for Christ." You see, we come here to IBC, and if we seek to please Brother Anderson with our voice, if we seek to please Brother Anderson with our musical talents, or we come here and we seek to please Brother Galleon with our preaching, You know, we want to tickle his ears, make him think highly of us. And if we come here seeking to please Brother Kilming with our teaching, see, that's childish. You know what? I'm going to say this, and it's been on my heart. I'm just tired of good singers. I'm tired of good musicians. I'm tired of good sermons and good preachings and good teachings. You know, I just want somebody to get up here with a heart after God and saying, this is the way to go, saying a message from the heart, singing a song from the heart. And who cares if you get every note right? Who cares if you say every word right? If it's under the anointing and under the power of God, it's perfect, perfect to him. And that's all that matters, right? That's all that matters. It's perfect to him if it's under the anointing of God. So seeking to please men, that's childish. It's childish, see? See, and I said, we get in a mindset. I feel like we get in a mindset, and I'm guilty of it too. I'm guilty of it too. We get in a mindset of such professionalism. You know, professional. I gotta give God everything. I gotta give God my best. Like Sister Matt said, you don't have to have everything together. You don't have to have everything. See, Paul says, for I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words. It was not professional, in a sense. It was not professional. Not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I just want somebody to get up here with a heart after God and sing and preach and teach with a heart to know God and know him more. So that begs the question, what matters then? What matters? What's eternal is a better question. And there's several things, but I feel like God just placed these on my heart. See, love and compassion, they matter. Souls matter. Souls matter. Matthew 9 and 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. You see, this isn't children's church anymore. It's time to grow up and put away the toys and put away the Game Boys because there's sheep out there. You see, Peter's talking to Jesus and he says, you know, I love you. I love you, God. And Jesus says, you really love me? Then feed my sheep. Three times he asked this. And every time, Jesus said, feed my sheep. And they don't need a good singer. I'm sorry. They don't need me to sing good. They don't need you to preach good or teach good. They need you to be under the anointing of God so that they can be changed. That they can be changed. They're not going to be changed with professionalism. And not only love for souls, but love for one for another. John 13, 34 and 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, and ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. See, that's hard. That's hard, you know, because we see each other's mistakes. But he says, love one another as I have loved you. See, it's a supernatural love, and we can't do it on our own. We can't do it on our own. 2 Corinthians 4:18, and I feel like Sam really confirmed what was on my heart. It says, while we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What we can't see. What we can't see. So what happens when we entertain childish thoughts? See, these things happen when we don't grow up, when we stick with the toys and we stick with the Game Boys. There's no compassion for the lost because we're distracted by things that are temporal. There's no preparation for real ministry, and we come here to be equipped. You came here to IBC, and when you accepted the call to IBC, that's when you put away childish things, but you came here to be equipped and to be taught so you can help this world find a Savior. See, there's no anointing when we're childish. There's no hunger for a deeper walk with God. There's no desire to know him more. And guys, I just want to hammer this point home, that this isn't children's church anymore. And it doesn't have to be children's church. So this is what happens when we put away childish things and grow up and really focus on what matters. Focus on the eternal things. See, God gives us a love that we can love others, and He has loved us with. That eternal, that supernatural love. He gives them an anointing. There's a hunger to know God, and there's a desire to see the unseen. Matthew 24:38-39. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Sounds like a normal day, right? A normal day. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the floods came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. See, there was almost 100 years for them to listen to Noah. 100 years. And not one person listened to Noah. Out of their ignorance, they didn't think about the flood. My question to the student body today, and I'm getting ready to close if the musicians want to come. My question to the student body this morning and also to myself, how long until we listen? How long until we grow up? There was this quote that I read, I forgot where I read it, but it says, growing up is mandatory. Oh yeah, growing old is mandatory. Growing up is optional. And I want to say to us and to me, it's time to grow up, because this isn't children's church anymore. So let me just tell you a little personal story. And I don't know what you're dealing with today. I've got my own struggles. You've got your own struggles. And see, over break, over Christmas break, God really started pulling at my heart, really asking a lot more out of me than I was giving him. And he started dealing with me that things that matter. And I don't know if you know my story, but I have family lost. I have family lost. And past couple years, it's been tough for my family. It's been tough for my family. Freshman year was very, very hard on my family as a whole. And I remember, you know, people see what happens on the outside, what they can see. They don't know what they can't see, you know? And I remember going home on breaks freshman year, new to this IBC experience, and I'd go home to a mom, someone that you looked up to as your spiritual leader, and she would just hug me, saying, I don't know what to do. I'm on the verge of a nervous breakdown. See, that's what matters, folks. That's what matters. Family matters. And we're all in this together, so we're all family. So our souls matter together, right? And I remember during that season of my life, and you know, there's so many scriptures that I thought of, and it didn't seem like it worked out. It didn't seem like it helped my parents. You know, my mom and my dad just didn't know what to do. My family was lost. And it was a tough time. And I remember that summer I was in the garden with mom, and she was picking peas. I remember like it's yesterday, and I feel like this was one of the most defining moments of my life. And she looked at me, she looked up from her peas with tears in her eyes, and she said, do you want to go back to Indiana Bible College? And I looked at her, and I thought about it. And I said, yes, Mom, because you see, I'm called to Indiana Bible College. I'm not going there for Brother Anderson. I'm not going there for Brother Galleon. I'm going there because I'm called, and the calling matters. The calling to lost souls matters. And see, I look back over my life now. You know, in that moment, it didn't seem that special. But I look back now, and I don't know where I'd be if I wouldn't have came back here. I don't know where my family would be if I wouldn't have come back to the call. I don't know what I'd be or what I'd be doing if it wasn't for God's grace and his mercy on my life bringing me to Indiana Bible College. You see, because it was a tough time for my family. It's a tough time. And I don't know what you may be dealing with or going through, but the time for Game Boys and Digimon are over. They're not important anymore. They're not important anymore. My lost family matters. Lost souls matters. And it's time to put away the childish stuff. It's time to put away the childish things. It's time to get up under, out under the pew and be what God has called us all to be. And I pray that is our prayer today. So how long until we listen to Noah and get on this ark? How long? And over break, God really dealt with me, and he gave me one simple statement. You know, I look back over my life and my family, and he gave me one simple statement. I want to know him more. I want to know him more. See, because it's not just about me. It's about my family. It's about the lost. It's about this Christian walk. And I'm closing. I wonder if we could all could stand. Jeremiah 24:7. And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. And they shall be my people. And I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Not only want to know, but also I want to dwell with him. John 1:38-39. Then Jesus turned and saw them following. These are John's two disciples, John the Baptist, and said unto them, what seek ye? What are you looking for? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He said unto them, come and see. Come and see the unseen. Come and see the unseen. They came and saw where he dwelt and abound with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. I wonder if we could all just come to the altar. If you have something to lay down, and I wonder if we could just come and listen to God. He's saying to us right now, come and see. Lay down the childish things. Come and see. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.